Roanoke hopes to begin solving that problem by installing 4 to 6 corrals downtown in the coming months for people to park both electric scooters and bicycles, according to city officials. While designs and locations remain preliminary, the parking corrals will likely be installed on the street near curbs, where car parking is already prohibited. Of all the potential issues city officials anticipated when scooters first arrived in 2019, blocked sidewalks remain the chief concern, according to Chris Chinnam, the city's planning director.
We've had to constantly reach out to the scooter companies about, you know, things are kind of looking bad out there with knocked over scooters, and they're just kind of everywhere. It appears like chaos.
Plans for the parking corrals come about a year after city officials had hoped to bring the matter before city council.
We have the code, which was adopted by city council and put into the city code, provides us with the authority to enact administrative rules. And we would use the administrative rule. And actually, with the scooter companies, we just tell them you need to deploy them in these corrals or being penalized when you're permitted.
Back in the fall of 2021, council voted to ban people from sleeping on public sidewalks downtown, in part because of sidewalk accessibility issues. City officials said at the time they'd take up measures that spring to address improperly parked scooters. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.